So he like pulled out his screwdriver and took the plywood off the door, and we came in, and it was pretty grim.
The early 20th century home was in shambles, abandoned for years after it was cut up and used as a makeshift apartment building.
It was still really chopped up and dark because all the windows were boarded up, but I liked just the space.
Not long after, Austin bought it, and he did it for a few reasons. First, it had a significant discount. The nonprofit running the St. Clair Place housing project reserved the offer for people making 80% of the area's median income. Second, the same group would oversee its renovation. It was outfitted with a new, spacious layout with modern appliances and utilities.
It's got a double staircase, which we think was original. It's hard to tell, but they kept it because...
But the third reason, maybe the most important for Austin, he trusted the people doing it. Near East Area Renewal, or NEAR, started the St. Clair Place project 7 years ago, when more than 43% of the neighborhood was vacant or abandoned. NEAR turns the lots into affordable housing, some rentals, some to own. It recently finished its 100th home. NEAR director John Franklin Hay is a longtime St. Clair Place resident.
I love this place. It's feisty, it's half crazy, it's wonderful, it's inviting, it's alive.
Today, the neighborhood is a blend of renovated homes and longtime residents. But in the project's early days, Hay says some residents were skeptical.
My first meeting with the St. Clair Place Neighborhood Association, if I could have gotten tarred and feathered and run out of town, it would have been possible, and I hadn't even done anything.
Hay says one plan, to tear down an especially old home to make room for a pocket park, was panned by residents. The community told NEAR the home had meaning to them, and Hay says he learned to listen.
Within 3 months, I felt like I could walk on water.
Hay says the project has displaced no one, since every lot NEAR works on is abandoned or vacant. This is intentional. The project is designed to avoid gentrification, when massive amounts of money are dumped into an area, raising property values and forcing longtime residents out. When you buy a home from NEAR, you sign a contract. For the first 5 years you live there, if you sell and make a profit, you have to give that amount back. This is meant to deter investors looking for a quick profit. After those 5 years are up, though, low to moderate income residents suddenly have the opportunity to build wealth.
We've gone 50 years in some neighborhoods where long-time residents have really been prevented from building wealth, and home ownership is one of the only ways that, frankly, you and I and others will ever be able to build any sort of wealth.
That's Jeff Bennett, Deputy Mayor of Community Development for the city. The city worked closely with NEAR to secure funding, mostly from federal programs. Bennett applauds the project's success, but says a long-term challenge remains. What if the market takes over and too many people sell when their contract ends?
We can't simply develop neighborhoods that become these market-rate enclaves that price people out.
NEAR's answer, as long as federal funding allows it, the plan is to stay one step ahead, to build new affordable homes at the same rate the others are selling. Another potential solution, and the ultimate goal of NEAR's community-based philosophy, is to make a neighborhood so nice people just want to stay. For resident Andy Austin, whose contract has ended, it's working.
I enjoy Sunday morning sitting on my front porch, and you know, all the really early risers are out jogging, and then you know, the people walking the dogs, and then the people walking the kids, and we still have issues, but it feels like a neighborhood now.
For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Drew Dudlin.